So a big issue, at least amongst the younger crowd, is are you allowed to study on Shabbos? Whether it's high school, you're studying for APs, and now is the AP season, or you're in college, you have the final seasons, or medical school, it's always studying, or law school, it's the first year you're mainly studying, but you have these tremendous tests that are extremely important. A lot of money is riding on it, your profession, your job, your career. Are you allowed to study on Shabbos? We're talking about non-Torah subjects, separate discussion. You're allowed to study for your Chumash final on Shabbos. That's a separate discussion we're not talking about now. But what are you about secular topics? Are you allowed to study secular subjects from textbooks on Shabbos? So the Rambam says you're not allowed to study any Sifrei Chachmos on Shabbos. You're not allowed to study any other Svarim besides Tanakh, Torah, whatever learning. You're not allowed to study any Svarim on Shabbos. Now the question is, what is going to be the reason behind the Rambam? Simply put, it's because there's a violation of learning Shtari Hediotos. You're not allowed to learn Shtari Hediotos, which are contracts, secular contracts on Shabbos. Now why that's forbidden, that we'll see in a second why that's true. But you're not learning these Shtari Hediotos on Shabbos. Therefore the Rambam says it's forbidden to learn Sifrei Chachmos on Shabbos. Anything. The Rajba disagrees. He says, no, what do you mean? It's not comparable to Shtarei Hediotos. Studying math, studying science for your biology final has nothing to do with reading secular contracts on Shabbos. And therefore, the gezeira that the rabbi has made of Shtarei Hediotos does not apply to secular subjects. So what's this machlokas based upon? So I was thinking, and then I saw the Archa Shabbos says something very similar. It depends, what are Shtarei Hediotos? What is this concept of Shtarei Hediotos you now want to study? So some opinions, like Rashi on the Gemara there, says, what is the prohibition of Shtarei Hediotos? It's daber. It's I believe daber dover. It's a problem of, you know, you're gonna talk on Shabbos. There's business aspects in this. There's business issues in the Shtar Hediotos, and therefore, if you come to read the business details of Shtar Hediotos, you're gonna come to talk about things you shouldn't be talking about on Shabbos. Therefore, does that apply to science? There's no business in science. There's no business in, you know, studying history. There's no business in secular subjects aspect. So unless it's a business final, it would be totally okay to study. But the Rambam says, you know what Shtarei Hediotos the problem is? What's the issue of Shtarei Hediotos? Is you're going to come to erase it. You can read a contract, you don't like it, you're going to take notes or review it or do something, erase it. So if that's the case, any secular topic would have the same problem. Any safe learning a science textbook, you don't understand this thing, so what are you going to do? You're going to highlight it, right? Or put a little sticky. I guess stickies are okay. But whatever it is, maybe it's a separate chabur. Whatever, you're going to blot it out, underline it, or make a mark by it, so or erase it. Because of that, that would be forbidden on Shabbos. So it comes out of huge machlokas, Rambam and Rajba, if you're allowed to study, it would seem to be secular subjects on Shabbos. Okay, fine. That's great. How do you paskin? So Shulchan Aruch, what does he do for us? Shulchan Aruch says, "Aser lilmod b'Shabbos v'yomtiv zuas divrei Torah, except for divrei Torah v'afiu sifrei chachmas is aser." So he says straight up, it's forbidden. But then he says, "Yesh mi shematir, some permit it," and he says that's how you're allowed to use a telescope on Shabbos, an astrolabe, which is some type of telescope. You're allowed to use that also according to the Rajba, because, and that's really what the Rajba was talking about, because since it's not comparable at all to Shtarei Hediotos, it would be permitted. So basically, Shulchan Aruch gives you 2 days. What does the Mishnah Berurah tell us? How do you paskin? What you've all been waiting for? B'chein nohagin lahakil. Mishnah Berurah says it's fine, mother, if you don't read the next 2 words. Because of El Yeraba, di yarei shamayim roi lahachmir b'zeh darn. Right? Yarei Shemayim. You want to be Yarei Shemayim? You should be Machmer this. You can't get away. Ki Rambam Varan Osrim. Because Rambam says it's Asr. So you want to be very far from. Do you want to be a Yarei Shemayim? You want to be very from? You should try not to learn, it sounds like, any secular subjects on Shabbos. So your mother tells you to go study for the AP. You just tell her, no, you know, I don't have to study Shabbos and you're fine. I don't know, your wife tells you you got to study for your medical school final. You tell her, no, I can't study because it's Shabbos. I'm a Yarei Shemayim and I'm not allowed to study on Shabbos. Is that how we pass it? So you should know, the Aruch HaShulchan says there's no machlokas over here. Just different levels. He says the Rambam and the Rajbah, they don't even argue at all. He says the Rajbah is telling you that fundamentally you're allowed to, but the Rajbah agrees to the Rambam that ideally you shouldn't study it. So that's digging a deeper hole over here. That means everyone holds that ideally you shouldn't be studying secular studies. So what is the heter? Is there any heter out of here? So I've got a couple of heterim, if I don't know if it's a heter or a chumrah, but you're allowed to study secular studies on Shabbos. So heter number one is the Vilna Gaon seems to agree that we pass him like the Rajbah. Later on he says, is it muksa? Or you want to move a textbook on Shabbos? You want to take your math book and move it. So the Vilna Gaon seems to be saying over there, later on, you are allowed to move the math book. You know why? Because we're passing like this Rajbah. And since you're allowed to study it, obviously it's not muksa. According to the Rambam, perhaps it would be muksa. The Vilna Gaon seems to say, according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be muksa either. But the point is, the Vilna Gaon comes out, you're allowed to study this. It would seem to be we're passing like the Rajbah. You'd be allowed to study secular studies on Shabbos. Second proof is, how about the Rambam himself? Ramon Tshuva writes that you know what he does when people take Shabbos walks, you know, on Shabbos, when people are wasting their time, you know, with Sicha B'Teva, he says, that's when I do my philosophy and other Sfarim, Sifrei Mada. That's when the Rama writes that he wanted to Sfarim. It's pretty crazy, right? You don't get better than that. I don't know what's found this in this neighborhood. You can't make this stuff up, right? He writes, Shari Sfarei Teva. He writes, he studies it. V'chol Yimosacho, and he says, when you're taking a Shabbos walk with your wife, the Rama was sitting there studying, you know, science or Sifrei Mada. He says, the rest of the week I'm busy learning Lomdus in the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. I'm not going to waste my time, you know, with Sifrei Mada. When everyone's, you know, hanging out, that's when he's learning Sifrei Mada. But it sounds like, according to Rama, heter number two is, the Rama himself seems to be saying, we're basking Lakula. Okay. Yeah, you can read as well as I can. So it sounds like, right?
He's not studying for tests.
Correct. He's not studying for tests, which we'll have to get to. It just sounds Sifrei Mada. Excellent. So, okay, but still, Mishnah Berurah seemed to say you should be machmir. So how are we going to get out of it? So shita number three is it's good for medical students, maybe bad for law students. So what about medical? So the Nishma Savram, who wrote the famous compendium of the Nishma Savram on all of Hilchos Shabbos, all for doctors, basically a lot of psukim by Rav Shlomo Zalman, he writes, Kosovi Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach Zatzal, Rofe Vadai Mutter. For a doctor, it's permitted to study, read the medical journal. The Ka'ovid Nami Mitzvah, Kishalomid b'Shabbos b'Sifrei Refuah. You take your big encyclopedia of medical knowledge over there, your WebMD, you print out whatever these doctors study, and therefore they read it on Shabbos, totally permitted. Why? Because it's a mitzvah for them to do. Okay, nice. But then he has a caveat. V'hosifli agonz atzal balpeh. This is the other part was in a letter. Off the record, Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, she's student with Refuah tzarech lahachmer. Because a medical student's not doing anything at that point, so reading a medical journal or a medical textbook is not practical. Now, I'm not sure what Nishma Savram means. First of all, medical students, no, third year, don't they start doing touching people?
It's not their ultimate responsibility.
Are they touching a patient? What age, what year do they start touching a patient? For sure, so they're touching patients. They better know what they're doing. No? So if that's the case, I would hope so. No, if anyone here is not a medic, from the legal side, I would hope that, you know, these doctors know what they're doing. Yes.
Insurance.
So I would say definitely the first 2 years of medical school, maybe that's what he's talking about. Third year, non-residency, for sure. No? You will hope that... I'm not sure. Your guess is as good as mine. Is he saying that what about a doctor in the confines of his home? You know, if a doctor in the confines of his home, he's not seeing patients at that point either. Is he allowed to read a medical journal? Or is he only in the hospital if he's actually taking care of a patient? Unclear from this. I would say it sounds like anyone who's involved in patients at any point would be allowed to read medical literature on Shabbos to make sure that he's up to cutting edge medical knowledge, as opposed to simply a student. So that's answer number three for medical professionals. The Yalka Yosef for the Sfardim, he extends it a little bit more. He says students, and he says very practical. He says if students are studying, medical students, they study 24/7, right? Non-stop. So if you're studying 24/7, you're allowed to study on Shabbos. If they have no other time to study, and they have to keep on studying, then it's fine. Obviously, if you're going to a baseball game Sunday afternoon for 4 hours, you can't study on Shabbos and say, oh, I need to study 24/7, but I need, 5 hours on Sunday to chill. that would obviously not be a heter according to Yalka Yosef. But if someone is stunning nonstop, according to Rav Avadia, it would be fine. Okay, comes on the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, which then suggests another heter, but then he rejects it. Shmir Shabbos, he says there is a mug in Avram that says Tuchol Sheheriya Oneg Hilo Mutaleros. If you enjoy it, perhaps there's a heter, because I guess it's not comparable to Shtari Adyotos. No one enjoys reading contracts. Yes, secular contracts. Definitely not. Even the lawyers in the room, and I speak for myself, no one really enjoys reading a nice contract. So, but if it's something that you enjoy, you're reading some scientific, journal or some mathematical, equation, which is exciting you, and you enjoy those stuff, according to this, it would be fine. The problem is that the Shaar HaTzion seems to reject this Magen Avraham. So even though he's basing it off of Magen Avraham, he notes it's not so clear-cut that this is a good heter. Yeah.
What about the issue of
Hachana? Hachana, I'm going to get to that in a second. Excellent, yeah. Right, so what I stayed far away from newspaper, maybe next week. Newspaper is a separate issue.
Okay, but I'm saying just anything business-related.
So business-related, you may have problems.
Right.
Business-related. But let's assume that this is not, right, this is a non-business issue. This is an issue that it's Shtari Adyotos, which is Xera. This is more, removed from business. You're right, to read Wall Street Journal stuff would be a problem. But if I'm reading science, all about, botany, then I would be allowed. If it's nothing to do with business, right, that would be fine.
What if it's out of your field and...
So I think according to this, it would be fine if you enjoy it. According to this, it's not a parnos heter. If you get a geschmack out of reading a math and you're a lawyer, then it would be permitted as well. Final, yes, so one or two more issues that Archa Shabbos, he's a little bit machmer. It's not heter, it's a chumra. This is sad for us lawyers in the room. Yeah, so doctors we took care of, if something you enjoy, you take care of. But what about, he says, like economics? Is that a science? What about history? Is that a science? Does that come under the heter of Sifrei Chachmas? Accounting? I don't know. Definitely is a Chachma? I don't know. You want to think it's a Chachma. Lawyers like to think it's a Chachma, like the medical students or the medical people, the science people laugh. Say, it's not science. Economics is not a science. So this is a big debate. If it's a science and it comes as a Chachma, then according to the Rajbi, you're fine. If it's not a Chachma, says the Archa Shabbos, you're running into problems, because then it's really just like reading secular things on Shabbos, which may be a problem of Shtari Hedyotos. You're not going to read any Shtari Hedyotos. The Rajbi said, intellectual teva is different than Shtari Adyotos, because that's not, that may be a different rubric of heter. So therefore, if economics is part of a Sifrei Mada, then maybe you'd be fine. Archa Shabbos says, political science is, may he leaves it as a tzarechi, and he's not so sure. He says, history, for the history majors in the room, history says, definitely not a chokhmah. He writes, that for sure, you're no good. Economics, he says, maybe. Kalkala, I think, is economics, no? Anyone speak Hebrew? Kalkala? I think it's economics. So economics, he says, that is not sure about. Okay. Final issue is, what about a chana? Let's say you're in college, let's say, or high school, and you have a final which you are never going to touch again in your entire life. I don't know, you're taking a final on political science and you're going to medical school. Or you're a lawyer and you have a chemistry for dummies, okay? You're never going to have to touch chemistry at all as a lawyer. So the only reason why you're studying is... for Tuesday, it's his test. So then you run into an issue. So that Rav Shlomo Zalman leaves us hanging. He says he's not sure. He says, not sure. He's not sure what to do about that. He says, is that a problem of Achon? I'll read you his last one. We'll end with this. He says, Yeshua is stopping. It says, "Mistapek Rav Gon Rav Shlomo Zalman Rabbi Chaim Mutar Lasos Ken Gam Bli Mudei Chol." Are you allowed to study secular subjects? B'mish En Kavanoso B'Shvil Adas. Your point is not to know the material. El Rak Kedei LaAtzliach B'Bechina SheTiarach B'Yom Chol. To do well on Tuesday's test, permitted or not? He says, "Ayn Leil Haris Chub Samach Test." He gets into if it's you're allowed to do the things that are preparation, things that are not mitzvahs or Shabbos. I've heard poskim say that if there's a hefsin merubah involved, in other words, your parents are paying thousands and thousands of dollars for college credits, or you're in law school, you took out loans and loans and loans. I've heard poskim say, at least on Chol Moed, which I think I could extrapolate, perhaps, maybe, to these issues. I was writing on Chol Moed. I'm not sure if it applies over here, if it's a hefsin merubah. I'm not sure if it's a real hefsin merubah, and there's no overtime to study, and you're studying nonstop, and you need to study a little bit on Shabbos. Is there any room to do that? I'm not sure. Maybe if you enjoy the material, you could rely upon that. If you really hate the material and you're just doing it for Tuesday, it sounds like Rosh Hashanah would be pretty machmir.